This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A musical protest is planned in the Denver suburb of Greenwood Village this evening. Colorado musicians and others will perform and march in response to the City Council's decision to defy a statewide police accountability law. Singer Nathaniel Rateliff will be there. His grant writing organization, the Marigold Project, is helping organize the event. Spokeswoman Kari Knott says police accountability is important.
What basically feels like a preemptive, don't worry about it, we got your back. If anything does come up, we're concerned about what that environment might produce.
The Lumineers frontman, Wesley Schultz, and the Flobots will be there as well. CPR's May Ortega will be live tweeting from Greenwood Village. Follow her at May V. Ortega. The Denver District Attorney will not file charges against two police officers who shot and killed a woman last year. Her review determined that Jamie Fernandez fired a semi-automatic handgun at police and that the officer Ismael Lopez and Corporal Brandon Reyes were justified in returning fire in that situation. And the driver who police say hit a protester with their car in Denver has been charged with assault and reckless driving. Authorities say video shows Jennifer Watson driving her black SUV through protesters on May 28th, the first day of marches in Denver against police violence and racism. Max Bailey was hit by the car, but he was not injured. 90 in Denver, 80 in Vail. This is CPR News.